This is the Cross Campus Ministry Podcast, where you can break the chains, stop the roller coaster lifestyle, live free in Christ, starting now.
Hello, everybody. This is Mike Johnson here with you again at the Cross Campus Ministry Podcast. Today, we're doing a follow-up podcast from the Jason Graves interview that we put on a couple weeks ago. I'm supposed to be saying we put it up last week. It was supposed to put up podcasts once a week, but it's been more like twice a month. So I'm going to be getting better on that. So pray for me on that. And I'm trying to get a little bit more consistent. So today, actually, it's a little bit different because I have Darian with me.
Hello.
Many of you might remember Darian from the interview I did with him titled Sex, Crime, and Christ. I happen to be with him in his studio because we're working on something that he's got going on. And I'm excited about that. He's got a podcast coming up, which is going to be real fun. It's going to be real educational scripturally. So since I was here, since he was here, I figured, hey, why don't I go ahead and record this follow-up interview with him? So today, we're actually going to be talking about pornography. Mr. Graves, the interview, of course, we talked about sex addiction. We talked about porn addiction. We talked about same-sex attraction. And I wanted to go over that, a little bit more in detail today. If you haven't heard the interview, make sure you go back and look at it. It's called Sex Addiction and Healing with Jason Graves. So check that out. The reason why I wanted to talk about this today, it is such a important topic. And I don't think it should ever be ignored. But before we do that, I want to make a couple announcements. One, we've got a lot of good things cooking for you guys, for you college students. One thing, we're actually going to be going back to video. Video is actually where we started, and then we went into doing this audio podcast, which we're going to keep going. We're not going to stop this, but we're going to start going back to our roots, I guess, so to say, and start producing more videos for you guys that you can watch, and we can put them on YouTube and this and that. So we're going to have 10-minute video shows. They're going to be great. I have these wonderful ideas, and I'm just so excited about it. I can't say anything about it yet until it gets a little closer to completion, but you want to make sure that you don't miss what we got cooking. And the way that you won't miss it is if you sign up for the email subscription. Sign up for updates on the email. And you can do that by going to crosscampusministry.com. There's a form there right over to the right. Put your email in, and then you're going to be sent a link to click to make sure that it's you putting your email address in. That way, once you do that, you'll get all the updates. And when this video series comes out, you'll be the first to know about it. So make sure you do that. And also what you can do, actually what I do for my podcast, I subscribe in iTunes, which is a great way. You can go over to iTunes if you have it. You don't have to have an iPod to use iTunes. You can go download iTunes for free. Type in the iTunes store, Cross Campus Ministry Podcast. And once you pull that up, there's a subscribe button. You click on it. If you click on the subscribe button in iTunes, whenever we put something up, it's going to prompt you to download it whenever you open iTunes. So it's great. And you can take that file, put it on your iPod if you have one, put it on your MP3 player if you have one, or you can save it to a CD and put it in your car. You can play it right there on your computer. So iTunes is a great thing, whether or not you have an iPod or not. So that's my preferred method of choice. But email is probably either way the best way to go, because if you're only subscribed in iTunes, you're not going to get all the wonderful extras that we put up. You'll only get this podcast. So make sure you put your email there at crosscampusministry.com. So getting into what we're going to be talking about today, pornography, Darian. Pornography, the reason why it's so important, pornography is destroying ministers, it's destroying marriages, it's destroying churches. Pornography is actually, even outside of the body of Christ, pornography is destroying politicians.
Yeah.
It's bad. It's basically tough.
It's worse than crack.
It is. Or it's at least just as bad, but listen to this. Pornography is very much a part of our culture. It can't be ignored. Most of us know the dangers of porn, but we still find ourselves trapped in it, even though we know how dangerous it is. This is because, I believe, we often don't recognize its subtlety. What porn does is it sneaks its way into our life through television, commercials, internet ads, home shopping catalogs. I come home sometimes and there's a catalog that they sent to my wife.
Oh, it started there.
Hey, them things got to go in the trash.
It started there, brother.
See, because it comes into your mind. So what happens is subtle images are placed into our minds through those things, and they grow into dangerous habits. How many times have you out there listening, and it's not just men, more and more women are standing up and testifying to the fact that they too are addicted to pornography and these types of things. How many times have you been on your computer, on the internet, trying to do homework or trying to research something, or even going to Bible.com, or you're on YouTube listening to your favorite praise and worship team, and then you see a little video over in the corner and it's kind of like, hey. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, the habit is returning, you know, and it affects us. And one of the things that, you know, I often hear is, well, you know, when I'm looking at porn, I'm not bothering anybody. You know, and that may or may not be true. But, that, you know, that's not the argument that I'm going to be talking about today. The thing that I'm concerned about is whether it bothers other people or hurts other people or not, it hurts us.
Yeah.
And destroys us.
Yeah.
You know, if we go out and, matter of fact, perfect story. Back when I was in the military, there was a young Christian guy, me, myself, another Christian guy, who was a, you could call him a babe in Christ, I guess. And there was another Christian guy, mature guy. We were all talking. And the younger guy in Christ was looking at porn. He was going home and looking at porn. And much to my surprise, Darian, the older guy, told me, said, well, at least you're not out there having sex.
They call it safe sex now.
Right.
Yeah.
But this is the problem. Though you may not get an STD from it.
Yeah.
Though you may not get someone pregnant. Though you may not get shot because you're messing with someone else's girl. There's still spiritual consequences that it just is big. I mean, excuse me. Let's not forget that we're playing with eternal fire here.
Yeah.
You know, an STD. What's worse? Get an STD. I mean, when we were interviewing you, Darian, you talked about catching STDs and stuff. What's worse, getting an STD, going down to the clinic, getting it taken care of, or even if you got something real bad and you died, but you were forgiven and go to heaven? What's worse, going porn, not catching anything, and dying in that? And now there's no coming back from that.
Yeah.
You guys have to excuse me. I have a little cough going. But there's real side effects there. Not only that, but we're destroying ourselves. Pornography, any sin separates us from God. That's what sin does. And pornography will do that. I don't know if you had anything to share on this topic.
I did have something to share, man, but I just couldn't grab the scripture. I couldn't get it exactly correct. But I know Paul was talking about it, and what he was saying is about sexual sin. It destroys the body.
Right.
And it...
It does. You know, let me tell you something, man. Since you brought that up, there are studies that men and women, we'll deal with men for now, men that deal with pornography tend to be more aggressive against their wives and their children. Mm. It's a study. I mean, most crimes of passion are committed by people who have pornography addictions. Charles Manson was one of the first ones to admit that.
Wow.
Now, matter of fact, it's funny because I'm not going to say I questioned that, but I wanted to know if there was any link to the Bible in that. A minister told me, he brought up a good point. He said, well, if you ever heard the scripture where, I don't know, it might have been Paul, I'll have to put this in the notes on the post, but he said, why do you have so many wars and why are you guys always quarreling? It's because of the lust that's in your heart.
Wow.
And it tied that to aggression. Well, what does that mean for you, the college student?
Mm-hmm.
Because most college students, okay, you're not married. You're not thinking about getting married. But think about this. For any of you that in the future you may see yourself getting married one day, pornography right now is the number one predictor for divorce. It's above financial troubles.
Wow, that's saying something, brother.
Big time.
That's saying
big
something.
It's the number one. Which means, look, if you're married or not, the things you entangle yourself in now are the things that you're going to deal with when you get married.
It don't go away.
It does not.
It
does.
I'm gonna be honest. I had a struggle before I got married. It didn't go away when I got married. I thought, hey, you know, because I abstained, of course, from sexual relationships when I was courting my now wife, and I felt okay. Soon as I'm able to, it's gonna stop. I just know it is. No, the desire didn't go away. The struggle didn't end until Jesus Christ healed me. It wasn't marriage that took that away.
That is the biggest misconception about pornography when it comes to marriage. Mm-hmm. We all have thought at one point, my problem is because I can't release this. Yeah. No, let me tell you something, brothers, sisters, if you're not married already, it is not going to make it a hair easier.
No.
Pornography is something that just has to be dealt with.
It's a fire in your soul.
It has
man.
To be dealt with.
It's a fire.
It is. It's shut up in my bones. It almost feels like somebody made a correlation there with pornography. They said, when you just got to get it out, it almost feels like a fire that's shut up.
Oh, man, it's crazy.
Being married doesn't, it doesn't quench that fire. Now, Darian.
Yeah.
You mentioned something that I want to bring out. You said it wasn't until Jesus Christ came in and changed you.
Save, Holy Ghost filled.
It wasn't until Jesus Christ came. Now, there's one thing that I want to bring out.
Yeah.
Even in that, there's also a big misconception. When it comes to pornography, you know, do you know why pornography now is the biggest predictor in divorce as opposed to 10 years ago? Because finances is a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's the biggest because of the internet. And this is why. Because of anonymity. Because of it, you can do it completely anonymously. The reason why I say that is now there's a lack of accountability there.
Yeah, yeah.
We as human beings, we are designed for accountability. We're created to be accountable. If you ever thought about this, God gave every single human being on this earth a different face on purpose. Can you imagine the kind of chaos that would be in the world if all of us had the same face?
Oh, yeah.
There would be no accountability. You can go into a bank right now, rob it, walk outside into a crowd. What can nobody
do? I got a good story about that. You got time.
Well, we'll get to it. We'll get to it in a second. You could go right now and rob somebody and just run into a park. Who's going to find you? You got the same face. God gave us all different faces so we can be accountable for what we do. Because he knew there would be chaos. Not only that, your face, not, if that was just enough, every person has different fingerprints so that they can be traced for what they do. Not only that, if that wasn't enough, our DNA. Mm-hmm. Everybody has different DNA. If you so much as drop a hair somewhere, you're going to be identified. So God created us. The Bible says that nature shows the glory of God. We can look at the way God created us and show, it'll show things that the way God desired us to be. So if in the physical, God desired us to be accountable, then also it's in the spiritual. So when we're accountable to each other physically, and we're not accountable to each other in spiritual things, we run into a problem. So what happens when you receive Christ and you trust in Christ to keep you from pornography, but you isolate your brothers and sisters and you don't have any accountability?
Yeah.
So there has to be some kind of openness somewhere where you can tell somebody, hey, look, this is my problem. I deal with pornography on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Let's find a way to help each other. Because you and I both know with something as big as that, you're not just going to stop.
Yeah. It's
one day.
Yes, sir.
You're not. I mean, if anybody ever saw the movie Fireproof, you'll know what I'm talking about. It's hard, man. You need brothers and sisters that are going to keep you accountable. You know, so many people say install software on your computer and all that. But listen, you can install software on your computer all day. Unless someone else is involved in that process with the password or whatever, it's not going to work. If you wanted to share your story, I guess now would be the time to do it because we're going to go into something else.
Quickly. It's fine, man. I guess it's out of context. I have a twin brother, and we happened for the first time since we was toddlers, dressed exactly the same.
Mm-hmm.
I bumped into someone by accident. We was out at this event. I accidentally bumped into someone, and they saw my twin brother and tried stabbing him because they thought he was me.
See, so yeah, so you know, we're designed to be accountable. I mean, that's the way that it's supposed to be. Now, listen to this, okay? In the Bible, in the book of Psalms, I have the scripture written here. I want to make sure I read it. I have Psalms 91:3. David was praying to God, and he said, the scripture goes, God, you're the God that delivered me from the snare of the fowler, right? Which basically, a fowler is somebody who traps birds, mm-hmm. fowls. So what a fowler would do is set traps, and birds just kind of fly into them, mm-hmm. right? So David's making that comparison. He's saying, God, you're the one who keeps me out of the snare of the enemy, basically. Now, we know that pornography is a trap of the enemy. Yes, he puts that right in front of us, and he traps us by it. But we know that God keeps us out of the trap mm-hmm. of the enemy.
Yes, sir. Yes,
okay?
Sir.
And I believe that he does it. I believe he's able to do it, and I believe he does it every day. But this is the kicker when I talked about how subtle and how deceiving pornography is. Now, what good is it for God to be delivering me from the trap of the enemy, the porn trap, mm-hmm. and then after I get delivered, for me to go back and back
like
into
a dog returning onto his vomit.
Right, and go back into the trap. This is what I mean by that. Mm-hmm. I was watching the news the other day, and they were talking about Beyonce, and I'm not judging Beyonce. You know, she's a person just like I'm a person. Yes, she makes mistakes. I make mistakes. We're all the same, but just to bring this into the light, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. They showed a video. She's got this song called Put a Ring on It. And in the video, she's dancing, her and about four other women, half naked. Mm-hmm. I don't care what she's singing about. I don't care if she's singing about the newspaper or those peanuts. I don't care. If she's dancing around half naked, I don't need to be watching it.
Yeah.
God is delivering me out of it. And when I turn on those videos, I'm walking right into the trap. It traps you right back. Okay, yeah, that may seem innocent, but what are you going to do? Be honest with me, man. What are you going to do after you watch Beyonce and these four slim and trim dancing around? You know, you're going to get back. Next thing you know, you're going to be back on YouTube or wherever it is.
It's actually a Christian rapper. His name is Lecrae. And he has a verse that says, BET will turn into an addiction to pornography. And he was actually rapping to his flesh and saying, I see the trick you're trying to, you know, set up for me. BET at night will turn into addiction to pornography. So it's funny you say that.
That is the trap. And I'm telling you, man, it gets very, very deep. It gets very deep. And I won't share all of it today. But, you know, that's what the enemy does, man. Look at it like this. Well, I'll just say this. I won't name any names. Mm-hmm. But a lot of the same companies that own, well, we'll say the same company that owns MTV, mm-hmm. owns Nickelodeon, ooh. Owns Nick Jr., mm-hmm. and owns Noggin. Okay, Noggin is a little kid baby show. Nickelodeon is for teenagers. Nick Jr. is for a little bit older. Then Nickelodeon is for teenagers, and then MTV is for what, adults and young adults. You see what they do. Mm-hmm. I have kids. They watch Noggin. They used to watch Nick Jr. I started noticing Usher and all these guys on Nick Jr. You know why they do that? They're branding those kids. Your little kid watches Usher on Nick Jr. Hey, I like this guy. He gets a little older. He starts to watch him on MTV. They're grabbing him from the beginning. Mm. It's a trap, man. The enemy, even the people at Viacom that own MTV, they may not know, but the enemy knows. He has his porn trap. This is what he wants to get you tied into. So he'll use all these little things. So that's why we say secular music, the videos. I don't care if the lyrics are pure. Mm-hmm. If the video is, I mean, nobody needs to be looking at those videos.
Yes, sir.
Because what happens with porn, it starts out with just an innocent, well, I really think she's really pretty. It starts, man, and then next thing you know, you're looking at videos. Then you're looking
at porn.
It's
actually soft porn.
It is soft porn.
Yeah.
And you're looking at video. And porn is so bad because it starts to consume your thoughts and everything you think. And then you can't go anywhere without looking at women walking by and thinking this and thinking that. That is the danger.
Have you ever thought about it? Soft porn, then you have hardcore porn. Like, hardcore porn, you can't buy unless you're 18 or you're kind of restricted to a little bit. Mm-hmm. Softcore porn, you have it all day. All day. Maxim.
Yes.
page 43 in Jet, or 37, whatever that page is.
Yeah, I think it is 43. I think you're
King
right.
King Magazine.
Yeah, that's porn, man.
It's soft porn.
There's no, look.
Oh, it's eye candy, but yeah. It's soft porn, which only leads to the end of those magazines. In the back of the magazines, they have what? All the pictures and all the advertisement for hardcore porn.
It's a trap, man. It's a trap. Oh, yeah. You know it is. You know it is. So what I'd like to do, I think this was a good podcast. I'm not judging anybody. I'm just sharing the things that I've been through, the things that I've seen, the things that others have been through to try to help one another. What I'd like to do, I would love to hear you guys' input on this. Anyone out there, go to crosscampusministry.com. Look for the post titled Porn Troubles, Jason Graves Interview Follow-Up, and leave a comment there. Give us input. Give us things that you thought. Things maybe I didn't mention that you think should be mentioned. Add them there. Put a comment there. We'll share it on air. We'd love to learn from it. So that's crosscampusministry.com. Or, of course, you can always email me at mike@crosscampusministry.com. And get up with me on Facebook, too. We have a little Facebook badge on our website. You can click on it there and it'll take you straight there. But leave us some input. I'd love to hear your stories. I'd love to read them on air. I'd love to just connect with you guys, find out who you are. I know you guys are out there listening. If we haven't conversed online, just get with me. I'd like to meet you, hear your story, find out who you are. So leave a comment there and tell us about your testimony. So we're getting ready to close. Did you have anything you wanted to say before we close? Okay, so thanks for being here again.
You're welcome, sir.
Thanks for your services, Darian at ttmpmedia@gmail. He's also the one that did the intro of this podcast. He's an audio engineer for those musicians out there, Christian rappers. He does Christian work, only Christian work. For those of you Christian rappers out there, singers, if you want to send him you singing on a track, he can put music behind it, or you can even send him your music, and he can master it for you. So you can get up with him through me. Or you can get up with him directly at ttmpmedia@gmail.com. That's TTMP. It's Trinity Takeover Media Production, right? ttmpmedia@gmail.com. So you can get up with him. So I thank you for being here.
You're welcome, sir.
Without carrying it out any longer, get with me, leave a comment.
And it's a... I'm sorry, it's a Trinity Takeover Music Production.
Trinity Takeover Music Production. Okay, sorry about that.
So it's TTMP Media.
TTMP Media at gmail.com. Okay, yeah. What I'm going to do, I'm going to leave his email on the post so you guys can look for that. So thank you. We love you. God bless you. Keep praying for us, and we will keep praying for you. Amen.
Amen.